Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Veronica Charnel, and I want you to keep it locked to Sore Radio. Why? Because the Lady Boss Radio Show is getting ready to come on right now.
What's up, Sore Radio? I am gospel recording artist Talasia. You can follow me on Instagram at Talasia Music, and you are listening to the Lady Boss Radio Show with Veronica Charnel. God bless.
Hey, hey, beautiful people. This is television host and film producer LaCora Stevens, and you are listening to the Lady Boss Show. Keep it locked.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Hey, Sore Radio listeners and fam. I'm Veronica Charnel. Thank you for tuning in to the Lady Boss Show, the Lady Boss Radio Show. I am thine host. Listen, today I'm not going to be before you long. I do have a few trending topic stories I want to talk to you about. But mostly today is going to be just music flow, and I just feel like getting into the music right now. So I'm going to have a mixture of today's music, as well as some songs that I'm hopefully you should remember. I'm going to be playing back-to-back Israel Horton and New Breed, because I was listening to one of his old songs when he first hit the music scene, first got into the gospel industry on a national level. And to me, they're classics. To me, they're worship music, and it is just soothing for the soul. Before I get into the music, I do want to shout out the Season Saints. How have you been? And I know everybody is happy to be in the land of the living. So let's get into the music, y'all. I'll talk to y'all after that.
Complete me, Lord. another level, another harvest, another day for you to manifest your promises, another moment, another season for a
All right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Everybody come just come and gather around this piano here. Yeah, this little thing is kind of Andre style. Just listen, watch. Just hold on. Listen.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. You've tried everything that you thought you could. Oh, taste and see that His love is real. Open up right now. Let your heart be filled.
Don't you sing
that? Taste and see that the
Okay, so we're back, y'all. Listen, this beat that you hear in the background, this is something that I created. I know a lot of people, because I haven't put my work, my stuff out there yet. Not yet. Do not know I can create beats. So when I like to freestyle. When I'm not bored, when I'm in that mood, I just like to create beats. So I'm going to play a little bit of it, not all of it, because you know how some people like to steal, bite, take things and forget about the copyright law. But since this is my show, I just want to let y'all hear a little bit of something that I did randomly. Listen. And that's something I created on my own. No, I didn't go into a huge, big studio yet to get it done. No, I didn't have any assistance. When I'm in that mood, when I'm in that flow, I just like to sit and create beat. I know it doesn't sound like a traditional or contemporary, or it could be contemporary Christian, contemporary gospel, because that's the music I like. Gospel music with a taste, with a mixture of that R&B flow. Now, I don't listen to just gospel music. I told y'all that before. But that's something that I created. Hopefully, I'm going to get some vocals to go with that. I don't know. Because I have tons of beats that I created. I got to put some vocals with it. Some have vocals, some I don't. But I just wanted to share that little bit with everybody. So the trending topics, if I can go ahead and get into it, I'm going to get on out in a way. The music you heard in the beginning of the show, you heard Complete Me from Dietrich Hatton, Another Level, Another Breakthrough from Israel Horton and New Breed. And who can remember, I believe this was his first single that he released. Well, the first single I heard of him was Taste and See from Israel Horton and New Breed. For anybody who wants to look it up. I'm going to have another classic after this from the lovely Bam Crawford. I believe she's Apostle Bam Crawford now. But I wish she would release some more music, because I discovered her music when I was in high school, first beginning to get introduced to the Lord. And I was introduced to gospel music through John Peake and Bam Crawford. So for the trending topics, half of the U.S. states have fully vaccinated at least 50% of the adults. CNN reports this, but CNN feel we need to keep going to prevent future outbreaks. So at least 25 states plus Washington, D.C. has now fully vaccinated at least half of their adults. The data that was published way back on Sunday by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Those states are Alaska, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Iowa, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Nebraska, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Dakota, Vermont, Virginia, Washington State, and Wisconsin. I noticed my state, North Carolina, is not listed here. I wonder why. The states with the highest proportion of adults who have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 is Maine, with more than 62% of people 18 and older have completed their shots. Across the U.S., roughly 61.3% of American adults have received at least one COVID-19 shot dose, and about 49.6% has been fully vaccinated. People have their doubts, because the biggest argument I'm hearing is, how come you come for vaccination for COVID so soon? This is your first time seeing it, versus cancer and AIDS and HIV been here forever, just about what it seems like, and there's no cure for that. So it's going to be a uphill battle when it comes to that. My thing is, I'm just not going to argue with something that has killed how many people in the world and how many people in the United States and how many people in the world has been infected. India, the country, over 500 of their doctors in the country, India, has died because of this. They're helping patients. They get sick themselves and now they're gone. Over 500 doctors in India, Washington Post reported, is gone because of that. I just don't feel like doing a whole lot of argument over that. I just don't feel like. NBC News said there's 12 killed, dozen wounded in a weekend shooting across the U.S. What is why when it goes warm, people start acting up? That's what it seems like to me. It's more car accidents, more messing around, and more shootings. Why is that? I don't understand it. The shootings in 5 states come during a year-long rate rise in gun violence nationwide and a record of firearms sales. So people are running out, buying more weapons, probably because they want to get gun control. So they feel, let me go ahead and get all my stuff now before the gun control, whatever, comes into play. That's what I'm guessing. That's what I'm assuming. Otherwise, why is the nation is seeing a record sales in firearms? I don't understand. Unless this is all a part of some secret meeting these extremist groups are having. The shootings in 5 states come during a year-long rise in gun violence nationwide. That's what I'm showing here. And this is reporting from NBC News. At least 12 people was killed and dozens more were injured over the weekend in gun violence and mass shootings in 5 states. These states are in Minnesota, Ohio, New Jersey, Georgia, and South Carolina. It was a year-long rise. They know it's a nationwide gun violence. Something has erupted again. And I don't understand why. I know sometimes you got to feel like you got to be packing, you need to have a gun because of the type of world we live in. But these killings and these shootings, to what NBC News is reporting, is not from protection. It's just people instead of fighting like they used to be, like they used to do back in the day. Yeah, there'd be jumps and fist fights and whatever. They just put out a gun and shoot you now. Which is, I guess they feel it's less work or it's easier. How about act like adults, come clean, tell the truth, everybody mind your business? Why people just can't live their life, go to work, come home, and leave and stop, like, getting in other people's business or lying or hurting people? Doesn't make any sense to me. That makes your own life harder. And then somehow, the enemy, the adversary, have people thinking you're getting over, or you're going to get what you want, or I don't know, I win, or you win, or something. You don't win when you kill somebody. You don't win when you lie. Let me just say, for an example, it is written, thou shalt not kill. It's one of the 10 commandments, right? He's plain, thou shalt not kill. He didn't leave any room for exceptions. He didn't say, except if you're this person, except if you're white, except if you're black, except if you're a foreigner, except he didn't say anything. He just said, thou shalt not kill. So it's not like he didn't know what was coming up ahead. Next thing, this lying thing. God, the Bible said he doesn't tarry with a liar. That's something to think about. But I feel like the gun violence is pertaining to underhanded corruption, greed, self-conceited, you know, all these things that will cost us having eternal life, that will rip us from having eternal life. And that's something to think about. He said, I don't tarry with a liar. I know, folks, these gun violence is coming through the grown people or teenagers who's getting ready to be, quote unquote, grown. But still, whether you're grown or not, just he didn't give us any exceptions. He didn't say because you're grown, you can do whatever you want to do. Say what you want to say. If that is written, could somebody message me and tell me where? Because if we can do what we want to do, why we need a church for? Why we need a Bible? That would be crazy, right? Next thing I want to talk about real quickly is CBS News is reporting the cicadas are coming. Remember I talked about that some weeks ago? And foodies are getting ready to feast. You wouldn't believe that people actually eat these things. Billions, if they haven't already emerged in your state, they're getting ready to, because they're going to start on the East Coast. Billions of broadax cicadas are emerging after being underground for 17 years. And I think about that, 17 years underground. And then for some reason, my mind went to, in 17 years, Lord, how far have you brought me? I don't know. I was thinking about that. 17 years, what I've been through. 17 years, how far he brought me. 17 years, what have I been dealing with? And these cicadas been chilling underground. As many in eastern U.S. anxiously await their arrival, there are other people preparing their plates to what they call as a delicacy. Listen here. So far this year, cicadas, they've been spotted so far in Washington, D.C., and several states, including Pennsylvania, Michigan, West Virginia, New York, and Georgia. If they in North Carolina, I have not heard them nor seen them, unless my area is too populated for them as yet, but I'm sure they're going to fly through here. The wing bugs, they did not emerge soundly. They made a lot of noise. They said the sound of a swarm can reach to 100 decibels. Some people describe when they saw them, those who in these states who has witnessed them coming out or emerging, they said with so many bugs in one place, it appeared like the ground was moving. That is gross. That is gross. But knowing me, I will probably pull out my phone and capture that, because that's something I have never seen before. Well, some people in the U.S. and in Europe and in other countries eat cicadas. I'm going to skip through so we can get back into the music for an example. And look, it's not uncommon for people to eat bugs. In Mexico, or should I say Mexico, many eat grasshoppers. In Thailand, they eat crickets. And in Kenya, y'all should be shaming yourself, they eat termites. Well, I don't. That's nasty. I'm sorry. That's nasty. That's just nasty. There's a lot of people in the United States, if I'm skipping through this article, that eat cicadas. I don't know why. They smoke them. They cook them outdoors. They capture them. And can you imagine somebody inviting you over to eat for dinner and we having smoked cicada? I'm sorry. I think I'll stick to my chicken, my pork, my beef, and my fish. I'm not a vegetarian. No. Thank God for the Book of Acts for cleaning the meats and carrying on. I think I'll stick to that. So listen, y'all, I want to get back into the music. The song that I'm getting ready to play. The song I'm getting ready to play is from Bam Crawford. Now, I believe she's Apostle Bam Crawford. For one of her albums that came out in 1997. I'm taking it back today. I'm taking it back a little bit. But I love this song. It has a Caribbean beat. It has a feel. You can dance to it. I would love to perform this song. And the thoughts I had around performing it, how I would have the stage, the dance moves, the outfits, the look, everything. It needs to be remixed. Literally, need to be a remake. So here is Bam Crawford. I'm going to go ahead and tell you. The title of the song is I Am the I Am.
I am the I am. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
I am the I am.
I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last.
I am the I am.
I am the Lord of the present, future, and the past.
I am the
creator of every living thing.
I am the I am.
I am the everlasting Father, the King of Kings.
I am the I am.
So bow down.
Bow down
to the great I am. Come before me with your praise.
Bow down
and worship me.
Like no one else can. Trying to weather the storm. Trust me when I say I've been there before. I had days when it didn't seem fair. You said the load was never too much to bear. Things I had to go through so I could better know you. Cause when I know I can't do it on my own, you're the one that I am leaning on. All things work together for the good. And if you said it, then it must be true. So in the morning I pray. When I feel like I ain't gonna make it, that's when I pray. And now I know even when it's all gone, you still need to pray. The Lord hears you when you pray, and He responds when you pray. Lord, all I can do is pray. So much pain in the world, they've been taking our girls and enslaving them, real talk. All the hate being spread and the blood being shed, I can tell that we need God.
can't do it on my own. You're the one that I'm leaning on. All things work together for the good. And if you said it, then it must be true. So in the morning I pray. When I feel like I ain't gonna make it, that's when I pray. And now I know. Find somewhere you can run to.
Amazing grace, God called me this far, and your amazing grace will lead me home. Oh.
All right, everybody. So I hope you enjoyed the show today. I hope you enjoyed the Lady Boss radio show. Dag, almost forgot my own show name. Daggone it. It's just one of them days. I'm thankful for another day. Thank God for his mercy and for his grace. And I am so ready for this long weekend. I hope everybody have an awesome Memorial Day. As well, I believe the church I attend, according to the email I got, if I'm not mistaken, is having a park and praise on Memorial Day, where we go outside and it's like basically a service outside in the car. The church I attend currently did start having services indoors, allowing a few people. We have to register to sign up. I've been kind of nervous. I know I'm fully vaccinated, but I'm still a little nervous when I'm indoors with a bunch of people. So I still will be wearing my mask for a while, but I may check out that park and praise. I'm waiting to hear from the Lord. I'm just saying, because Memorial Day weekend, a lot of times we're busy, different things going on, but I may. So what are you planning on doing? You can always go to the Lady Boss Show Facebook page. You can message me. Let me know what you're doing. You can even, you know, check us out on Instagram as well and comment there. Something else I wanted to say. Oh, yeah. To the Seasoned Saints, everybody, I hope you enjoy your weekend. Remember, you're currently in the land of the living if you're hearing my voice. That means God has extended his mercy. He's given you life. Don't mess up another chance. Don't mess up another day. While you have the activities of your lungs, while you're in your right mind, this is something the devil will never present to us. Do what is right and treat people right. Because you never know when your last day is coming and you don't want to weep but yourself. You know what I'm saying? Think it not strange. Whatsoever a man soweth, so shall he reap. I know everybody got their own perception of that. But until God changes his word, I'm not going to change my perception of it. And Jesus Christ dying on the cross and being resurrected does not give us a license to willfully mess up. And we can just kind of keep it real and keep it 100 just for everybody. But he died for everybody. All of our sins, all of our mistakes, all of our issues went on the cross. Everybody. Okay? And so that includes me too. So I have to remind myself, when you have a chance and opportunity to do right, do right. Because you never know. You just never know who that person may become one day. And you never know what may happen to you. And then you could be sitting in a seat of regretfulness. Some people feel I'm grown. I don't care. I do what I want to do. Well, I'm going to do what the word say do. I'm going to do what Jesus, what the word told, what he told the disciples. He said, if anybody don't receive what you're saying, he didn't tell them to try to make them see. He says, shake the dust and keep going. It may bother you. It may hurt. And shake the dust and keep going. It's just as simple as that. He didn't say make excuses either. So that's what I wanted to leave with everybody. I hope you have an awesome and marvelous weekend. Stay safe and stay blessed. Seasoned Saints, holla at you.